traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Coming from the other side. Let's go! Hey everybody, we are back with Christopher Lunchbox Gerber.
What's going on, guys?
I've known this motherfucker for some time. I'm glad we got him here today. It's been real, man. I've known this motherfucker for some long times. First time I stayed the night at his house was a birthday party in elementary school. No one else came. It was just me and him. And we threw fucking stuffed animals at each other. I was on the top bunk, he's on the bottom. And his mom came in at like 4 in the morning. She had to work. She was a nurse. She had to work at like 5. She came in there at like 4 fucking screaming, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" And I was scared. Because she was like the nicest lady ever. I've never seen her flip. You know, it was the first time I stayed the night. And as a single mom, you gotta have a pair of balls, so I respect it. I do.
The thing is, we can't gloss over that I had a bunk bed when I was an only
kid.
Child.
That's a fact. That was a fact.
Yeah, I don't know why I had a bunk bed, but
you
I
did.
Just did.
Yeah, that mainly, dude, when I came over, it was all stuffed animals on the top.
Yep.
And he was on the bottom. And I slept on the top. I was like, "Dude, you never sleep on the top?" You're like, "Nah, fuck that. What if I roll off and, you know, hurt myself? What about..." That's so stupid. No, yeah. I'm sleeping on the top, so I did. And then it was just hype, you know? We drank, like, hella Mountain Dew, because that's just what kids do at sleepovers. So we couldn't sleep. We were like little crackheads, you know? It was, like, 4 in the morning. We were, like, geeked on Mountain Dew, playing Tony Hawk all fucking night long.
Yeah, Underground, too. No, wait, that was later.
No, that was fucking, on the N64. It would have been Pro Skater 2.
One. Blue one's Pro Skater, the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and the second one was blue as well, and the third one was yellow.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Pro Skater 2. I remember. Officer Dick. Anyways, dude, Curry, you're a big Tony Hawk fan too, aren't you?
I am. It actually made me want to learn to skateboard. But I could...
Like every other white kid in America.
Hey,
thank you, Tony Hawk.
Every other kid in that town we grew up in.
Facts. I was a fat kid skateboarding, straight up.
Yeah.
We all were. We all tried it. I fucked myself up pretty good.
Did you play the Pro Skater 1 on the 64?
I got started on American Wasteland.
Oh, he just jumped right into the fucking, the peak one.
That was my shit. I loved American Wasteland.
Dude.
I didn't beat it. I got all the way to the last level.
Skateland?
LA. I got...
No,
the last LA. Though.
Oh,
like
the farm?
No, it
that's
was
the jam. That's
after
the
you
one.
Go through downtown LA, and it's in that sewer pipe.
Okay.
It was...
Down,
right
was like,
before the last area, I think.
Okay.
But I was on story mode, and it was where...
That game was the baddest.
I think it was where Boone and Dave got kidnapped or something.
Okay.
By, like, this gang or something that was in that area.
Okay.
And it was the first area where... Well, no, it was the second area where you could get tattoos.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Do you guys follow action sports at all? Like, bikes, BMX, and skateboarding, anything?
I follow a lot of skaters on Instagram. I'd like to get Andy Anderson on the podcast, actually.
Ooh, that'd be good.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
He's the dude with the long hair. He looks like he's in the Dirty Heads, and he wears, like, a baseball, like, helmet. The dude has got wicked spins.
I'll tell...
The cleanest free ground skater. Like, he makes Rodney Mullen look like a fucking granny. That's a fact, dude.
I'll say this now, and hopefully it's clear as possible. If you get Ryan Williams on here, I want to be here so bad.
I don't know who that is.
Ryan Williams,
Who's he sponsored by? Who's his, like, main sponsor?
He just does... fuck.
What's he skate?
He's in a Nitro Circus. He tours with them.
Oh.
He's a huge...
Maybe Birdhouse then.
He's a huge all-around, like, performer. He does BMX.
Snowboarding and shit, too?
No. It's just usually BMX, scooter, and...
Scooters. Hey, I've seen some lit scooter footage. I know,
I was about to say, it's like, he's pretty good. Like, you should really look
dude,
him up.
Dude, you know Oliver Tree is a professional scooter rider? The artist? Professional. He's like, he's got like world records for scooter tricks, and he's like a alternative artist.
Maybe if I saw him.
He has a bowl cut and weird glasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The one that he did the video where he's smoking a Flamin' Hot Cheeto in a bed, in a tub full of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
But do you know the bike trick where you know, it's off a big-ass ramp and the whole bike does a front flip, but you just in the air still, just the bike does the front flip?
Oh, no.
He invented that trick.
That sounds like witchcraft.
Yeah, it looks killer as shit, and he just keeps on like trying to think of tricks, and he calls them world firsts that no one has done, and he's won 3 X Game medals back to back at 3 in a row, which is a record that no one has ever done. Yeah, Ryan Williams.
He's such a basic guy name.
He's an Australian dude.
Okay.
He just started creating his own compound in Australia, his own skate park. It just big open land.
Dude, I want to get Rob Dyrdek. I know it's a really long shot.
I wouldn't even say a long shot. I'll just say it's a big personality.
I'd like, love to have him
to just
on.
Have in the room and talk to. Like, I'm not...
No, I would do... It'd be a video call, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
And so he'd be dialed down because he knows he's on video, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, like, I reach out to him. I reach out to Logic.
Oh, my God.
Logic's my dad, dude. I swear to God.
You have 2 dads now?
It's 2020. I can have a lot of dads.
On top of the one you already have. Oh, yeah. Wait, you did say someone in the other episode that was your dad. I forget who it was.
You want a dab?
Yeah, sure.
Welcome to the Trippy Cupcakes podcast.
But, back to skating. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. Did you ever play Underground 2?
Underground 2 was good.
Who did you choose most of the time?
Team.
What are you talking about? Classic mode or story mode? Because I only did story mode.
I was going to say classic mode.
Who's your favorite skater on there?
That's what I was like. Are
you
going
to say Chad Muska?
In the original...
The flavor of flavors.
And
dude, you know he was a meth head?
Yeah. I watched a documentary.
I did too. I was like, no!
It was Vice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It put that in the perspective.
I was like, damn, no wonder he was so fucking wildin'. Shout out Chad Muska.
Dude, he's a cool ass dude.
He was sponsored by Peralta and shit, and they were like, what the fuck? Why is this guy so good and so crazy?
Well, dude, Peralta was one of the Dogtown guys, man. He, like, got his start with fucking Dogtown.
Yeah.
That was cool as shit. And, dude, they were originally surfers.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the skateboarding came from, was surfing.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Sidewalk surfing.
Yeah, I think that's cool, man.
Yeah, New Lords of Dogtown's one of my favorite movies ever.
The soundtrack is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that movie was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still watch it. Shit, we might have to watch that on our next psychedelic venture.
Fuck yeah. I can get it on the jailbroken fire stick thing.
Boo!
Yeah. Got a projector too, so.
If you could be a Dragon Ball Z character, who would you be? Go. Now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Goten.
Good.
I'd probably choose Goten. But if I were
favorite console, go.
Xbox.
All time?
If we're going over generations.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I'd probably still go Xbox.
Okay. Coffee or Monster?
Oh, Monster. Definitely.
Attaboy.
And then on top of that, Monster Coffee.
Jesus.
Hashtag not spawn.
I wish I was sponsored.
Yeah. We're not sponsored, but Monster, if you're listening.
I'd love.
Feel the beast.
Yeah.
Unleash the beast.
I am the beast.
So, curly fries or regular fries?
Oh, shit. You have to go on top of that. From where?
Don't matter.
No, that matters a lot.
All right, rallies.
Arby's or Steak and Shake?
Arby's. Arby's for curly fries.
I'll say
that at least.
All day, Arby's is my jam.
Steak and Shake, I think, has unique fries, but better.
They're awful.
Yeah, unique. Greasy as fuck.
And they're tiny.
But if you just put them in by the fistful, they get better.
That's so funny.
I always put them on my burger or I eat them with cheese, and that's fucking...
I got a question for you guys. Who has the best fries for you? Not saying it's the one of all.
Rally's.
Damn. Freddy's, I would say.
Oh, I never had that.
Dude, Freddy's is the shit. That place is in...
Actually, Big Office. I changed my mind. Big Office.
Don't know that place either.
Barbecue. Really good barbecue. For me, Freddy's is like... They have great burgers, too. It's on 146. Their frozen custard is insane. Their burgers are fucking great. They're like... Dude... Steak and Shake can suck their dick. That's how fucking good
Steak and Shake takes for fucking ever.
It does.
Have you ever been in their drive-thru? You literally have a beard by the time you fucking leave.
Like, and if there's like six cars, you're just like, fuck it, no. I can't do Steak and Shake if there's more than like two or three cars.
Oh, yeah. Because they're all drunken assholes.
Oh, yeah.
I want my damn Steak and Shake! Yeah!
I want a Whopper, sir.
Sir, you're at the wrong place.
But out of all, like, those...
Oh, favorite rapper on Strange Music.
Oh, I was about to answer the Fry thing.
Fry thing?
Motherfucker, you up from where?
Fry thing.
I was about to give mine.
Okay, go, Kyle.
Okay. Say, Rally's is good, too. I like Rally's, but I'd probably go with Hardee's.
Really?
Just how, like, you know, how thick they are.
They do got the thickness, but Burger King does have some thick boy fries, too. Only if they salt them right.
Yeah, Burger King's are iffy and surprisingly good, but...
If they salt them right.
Yeah, but all
their other stuff. Because most of the time I get bare-ass fries from there, and it gives me AIDS. I'm like, why? Who the fuck gives people bare-ass fries?
Five Guys has good fries, too.
Shit.
I think I've had them once. I don't remember.
They have the best burger.
Yeah, they're good.
Their bacon cheeseburger is to die for.
It's worth the wait.
Alright, so, next question. Favorite rapper on Strange Music?
I would probably off the top of my head go Jelly Roll, but that's up to recently. If I were to go before that, I would probably
go
Chris Calico. I'd probably go with.
Words recognize.
Yeah.
What about you?
Wait, who's on that label?
Mayday, recognize.
Tuck, Chris Calico, Mayday, recognize, Snow the Products. Jelly Roll. There used to be Brother Lynch Hung. There's
Ritz.
Tech Nine.
There's
good call.
Yeah.
Tech Nine.
He's definitely. The dad. He's the dad.
Plus, dude, he fucks with ICP. Like, yeah, that's fucking.
There's Prozac. Too.
Sorry, that happens when you see a wiener dog sometimes. Oh, more lightning round questions. Go.
All right. Solo or multiplayer?
Solo. 100%. Fuck people.
Halo,
especially
or COD?
Online. Halo or COD?
Mm-hmm.
Halo. COD only if it's Black Ops 2.
Facts. That's the GOAT. Black Ops 2. GOAT. Best zombies of all time.
Yeah, I would only play that. I played a shit ton of Halo 3 and then, like, I think Halo 4. I was surprisingly good on the multiplayer on that. I was just battle scoping everyone for somehow. So that was fun, but I'd probably choose COD just because how good Black Ops 2 was.
Masterpiece. I had diamond guns on that game, but I've never tried that hard.
You go up to gold. Does it go? No.
No, it was diamond.
Does it go down? Okay.
Gold, diamond. Yeah, diamond was top. You had to have all your guns gold. To have diamond.
Yeah, I had...
In that class, like, all assaults.
I had, my, Remington shotgun to gold.
That shotty was so nice.
I had Executioner to gold, the pistol, shotgun.
Yeah, the ham and cannon, that's the baby.
I had the hammer up to gold.
Same.
And those are, And
my
Beretta.
Scar. My motherfucking, the Beretta,
those are the only guns I
the
ever fucking
The three burst pistol
used.
Was the truth. The three burst pistol, even on the new COD, they don't have a three burst pistol on this one, which is fucking dumb. Because I would just main that shit.
Yeah, and I love the hammer, just because, like, it had, like, it started with a burst fire, and then it went to a normal, and then got faster.
Yeah.
So I could just go, da da da, in that first thing.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And it had so much penetration power through walls that I was just getting them. Loved it.
Boy. He has real love for that gun. Go ahead, next.
Pokemon or Digimon?
Pokemon.
Attaboy, don't
Definitely
me.
Pokemon. For someone that logged 400 hours in Sapphire and then killed the internal battery, I'd probably say Pokemon.
I'm replaying Soul Silver right now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm playing a ROM hack right now. Mm. Light Platinum. Fucking great.
Yeah, dude. I got Soul Silver on the DS right now. I've been slapping that while I watch Sabrina at nighttime with my girl.
So what's your team? What's six Pokemon?
In real life,
region.
If you could have them six in real life,
Well, okay, I'll just go with what I always fucking choose. I'm probably going to go crossed generation.
That's cool, you get six. Let's go.
I'll go Nidoking.
Ooh.
Go Hariyama. Let's see, let's go with... fuck.
You got four left, Jimmy.
I already got the two to win, so now the other ones are for fun.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, I only use Hariyama, and my he's Sapphire, he was at 100, everyone else is at like 30, ran to the Elite Four. He has so much defense with power to match it.
Yeah, he's a tank. He is a fighting type tank.
Yeah, he can use Surf, he can use fighting moves, like it's just going to town. And Nidoking, Earth King, Earthquake, so you got four and more. Shit.
Wait, no. You
got four more. Yeah. I need a flying. I'm not gonna go legendary because I'm not a scrub.
Yeah, don't be a fuck. Don't be that guy.
But what was a good flying?
I'm gonna Pidgeot Man myself for Talonflame.
Yeah.
Talonflame slips. He's a newer one, but he's good as fuck. He was in the Sun and Moon.
I'd probably get a gold back because he's probably misunderstood.
Just like you, bud.
Very self-conscious about his big ass mouth. That'd be my flying guy. Plus, okay. His big ass mouth could be used for like a pouch. You send mail.
Fair.
The other ones go fucking. I'd probably go with Bulbasaur.
Just for love.
Yeah, I always chose him. I'm a grass man. Then I'll just throw in a Metapod and Kakuna.
Just to be a Chad.
Yep.
He said, I don't even need these motherfuckers. They just here.
No, because I just love the fact that there's multiple trainers in the game that they're, like, so confident and they're a Metapod that knows one move.
Tackle!
There's an animation studio called Lowbrow Studios. They do a bunch of stuff like Dorkly and stuff, and they do Pokemon animated. And it's all in, like, the pixels and everything, so it kind of looks like a game. They're fucking hilarious. They did a whole episode on that exact same premise.
You need to share that to me.
Yeah, as a trainer that only had the Metapod that's hardened.
We'll put it up in one of the episodes, too. We'll tag it in there.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, okay, I probably have those.
That was really whack, man. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, because I only used those, too. It was like Nidoking was my powerhouse. I had a Wailord, too, but I don't live near water, so it'd be kind of bad to have them.
All right.
Hip hop or metal?
I'd probably go.
You have nothing to prove here.
No, I'd probably go with hip hop. Now, when I was younger, I'd go with metal.
Groovy Jimmy.
But out of everything, I still find a reason for every music. Like, I'm fine with all of it. I can listen to anything. I hate mumble rap with a passion, but I see a reason for it to be existing.
Beats are hard as fucking love.
Yeah, like, you need music that, you know, like, you don't have to
think about.
Yeah, just something to bump in the club. Like, that's, I see a reason for it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, I see music.
Dude, don't lie to me. You rolled up listening to Lil Pump.
Who?
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. But, like, I don't... Like, I see music as an art, but I don't see mumble rap as an art, but I see it as music. It's kind of like how every thumb is a finger, but not every finger's a thumb.
Okay.
I kind of see it like that. Like, it should be here, but I don't see any skill in it
at all. That's how I feel about a lot of EDM, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like, you probably go there, too. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just one of those guys, like, if there's not people playing instruments and using their voice and shit, it's not really...
Well, I mean, if you come up with a unique enough beat, because, like, you could listen to something like EDM and then listen to something different.
I mean, I like Grizz a lot. You ever listen to him?
Who?
Grizz.
No, I never heard of him.
He's really good. Hi, baby.
No, but yeah. What's the next one?
Anime or porn? Me and Tommy both came up with this one.
Well, this is going to give the answer away, but you got it wrong. It's hentai.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. That's what he was going to say.
So you
like to watch cartoons fucking?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah.
Do you get aroused by cartoons getting on?
Have you never seen any of them?
I'm not ever going
now,
to know.
Now, if you're thinking, if you're thinking about cartoons as in like how Dragon Ball Z is like that kind of cartoon.
Yeah.
It's surpassed that. And definitely, it's in 3D. It's in all this other shit. Source filmmaker.
Oh my god. Okay, so you're a fan. We can say you're a hentai man.
I am a fan of all arts. It's just a part of it.
Okay. Well, that was a little more complex answer than I expected, so right on. What else you got?
Favorite console.
All time.
Mm-hmm. Say, so didn't we already do that one? I said Xbox.
Wait, did we do that one?
Yeah. We did. Curtis.
Any more questions?
I'm telling your dad. I'm gonna call him. Like, hey, your son's fucking up.
Dabs or weed?
Well, I have more access to weed than dabs, so I'd probably say weed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier to get a hold of.
That's fair. Not really, but that's fair.
That's fair, but not really.
Pipes or bongs?
Hmm.
Or blunts. Pipes, bongs, or blunts?
Blunts are fun. I like them. I like the idea
you're
of being
a tobacco
able to sit
man.
And chill. Well,
you're a tobacco man
I
already.
I used to be. But it's just.
Oh, yeah. You don't smoke ciggies anymore.
No, I haven't for years.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. You got the douche flute instead. You've upgraded.
Jeez. You quit one vice. I'm quitting a lot of vices. I'm quitting a lot of things. I'm trying to better myself.
Dude, you are. You're on like a self-lint thing. I respect it. So what's going on with that? You feel like getting there?
Well, I mean, where it basically started is, like, my day-to-day life is wake up in the morning, let out my dog Tech. He's a Great Dane German Shepherd mix.
He's a big boy.
And, you know, let him out, get ready in the morning, and go to work. Come home from work, let out the dog again, mess with him, and then go straight to Xbox or YouTube. That was day in and day out. Nothing else.
Same little circle.
Yeah, every single day. And I work, you know, 5 to 6 days a week. So, you know, I just do that every day. And the weekends, I work, so I want 2 days to rest, so I don't do anything those days. And my everything in real life is shit. My house is, you know, destroyed and all this other stuff, and I need to focus on that more. So I don't play any games. I don't do YouTube.
Right, right.
I gave up drinking because that was a big problem. I haven't drank in 6 months. And
right on, dude.
And
awesome.
And I drank from my 21st birthday when I went to Mardi Gras in our hometown.
Yep.
And so about 6 months ago.
Holy shit.
So, you know.
About 5 years.
Yeah, and dealing with that. And, you know, it's just.
You look healthier.
That's debatable. But.
I mean, I'm talking outside in looking.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just certain vices that, you know, you just don't really pay attention to until, like,
you don't realize you're
realize
stuck
it.
In the loop until you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with loops. I love schedules, but.
You just weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, ignoring is probably the best word for it. Just ignore everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just gotta keep doing things. I gotta, you know, as soon as I get home from work.
Get productive.
Yeah, just keep doing it. Fix a window, rip off the door, and then repair it.
Okay.
Well, not repair it because you ripped it off, but.
I was gonna say, I was like, that sounds counterproductive.
My door is shit, and I need to fix it. That's
okay.
What I'm trying
to
say.
Okay, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
And yeah, just. Going through that, and I've gotten to a state where I needed alcohol to go out because of my personality. Yeah, I don't like being around people. It makes me anxious. I don't do crowds. So alcohol really helped with that. I could talk to people. I could have fun.
You could be the life of the party sometimes.
But what my brain works is I will say something or I'll do something, and I'll remember the next day, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. My brain doesn't turn off. I know my mistakes. I fucked up. No one has to say anything to me. No one could remember it, but I do, and it messes with me.
Even if you didn't make a mistake, it really fucks you up.
Yeah, like, I
overanalyze.
So my logical mind went, all right, if you can't go out without torturing yourself with memories, you're not going out, and you're not drinking to make you fool yourself.
There you go.
So you can stop your thoughts by stop making memories. So I just got in the loop. But I need to stay in a loop, but with more productive shit in it.
That's fair.
Yeah. So yeah. Games and everything else are out the window. Now I'm building windows and repairing pipes.
Dude, that's good.
So you're going from a kid to a man.
Relatively, yeah.
But man, I mean, up. I still do work, son. 22s.
I mean, I still bought my house and every vehicle and take care of my mother and her rent and.
That's good.
Yeah.
So that's a man. You're a man.
I did that for years. Yeah. I'm just doing this recently of changing my motivation.
Okay, hey, man.
And how old did you just turn? 26?
Dude, don't ask me how old I am. I have no clue. I think 26, 25. What?
We all
I don't care about myself enough to know my birthday or my age.
Whoa. Well, that's a problem. That's when we got to start.
Yeah, that's definitely. No. Well, I chose that decision a long time ago. You just stop caring about yourself, but use what yourself is for others.
Okay.
Like,
you're literally living for others.
Yeah, it's not like serving or devoting, but it's not suicide. It's just
existing,
but helping others. I help my mother. I want to, you know, if you call me and you're like, hey, I need, you know, $100 for the electric or we're going to get shut off. Fuck me and my $100. I'm giving it to you.
Well, you've always had a huge heart like that, though.
Yeah, so, like...
You've always been like that, even since we were kids, though.
Yeah, so that's, like, you know,
so
I never...
Some things don't change like that,
yeah,
honestly.
I don't. I never cared about my house in my current position, because I want other people to have shit.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
So, but, it's very selfish and selfless at the same time.
Yeah, isn't it so weird that I can be so giving and shit like that, but hate humans? It's baffling.
You know, it happens like that. You're just a Rick, you know?
Well, we're a very unintelligent race that just hates each other.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
True. Sorry.
Like, whatever happened to just literally minding your own business?
And being nice to people when you interact with them.
Like, literally, like, your neighbor...
The world's going crazy right now, still.
Yeah, like, your neighbor yells a lot. Okay, but unless he yells at you or gets on your property, that's his business. I deal with my own crap.
Oh,
we gotta... Yeah? It makes no sense.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Trust me, I dealt with a lot of people not minding their business.
Anyway, they probably won't hear this. We got a Karen across the street.
A Karen?
We have a Karen.
Yeah?
Across the street. Because our parent just knocks on the door, just tells whatever the fuck she wants, like tells us how we need to live.
Oh yeah, the one who works at the vet.
Oh. Well, what brought it up? Like,
what you guys were talking about. People being so, like, what was it?
Nosy.
Oh, I mean, like, what was she complaining about? Like why'd she come over? Oh. So wait, she told you to...
Are you over here yelling at people? Yeah, bitch, the road says closed.
It's my house, motherfucker.
People are driving in my yard. Like, you want people driving in your yard, bitch?
Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. People's driving in your yard. I thought you were just being weird and you're yelling at people in
the
street.
No, and then one day, she just comes over and knocks on her door. We don't know why.
Sketchy.
Yeah. Tommy's like this Karen-looking bitch. Yeah, like,
shout out to Karen.
Karen from across the street, and it was.
It's vet Karen.
If you see your neighbor with multiple trash bags next to their door and they haven't taken it out, leave them be. They're going to take it out eventually. Mind your business. Let them be filthy for a little bit. They're lazy. They probably work hard. And if they don't judge them. They haven't hurt you yet. Now, if the trash pile gets over to your house or you smell it, that's a different story. That's invading you.
It's none of your goddamn business, motherfucker.
Get your nosy ass out of there. Take care of your kid. You're out of toilet paper.
Because Chris was there fucking your old lady.
Pick up bread.
And Chris ate all the Lunchables while he was there.
Don't forget the Oreos and milk too, bitch.
Sometimes he likes to smash on your old lady and eat all your kids' snacks before he leaves. That's why they call him Lunchbox.
Well, yeah, but I fucking stopped eating.
So what the fuck you looking at? There ain't no snacks here.
The fuck, Serfico? What'd we do?
Yep.
That was our movie, Jay and Silent Bob.
All of them, really. I'm a huge fan. I like Mallrats a lot. I think it's one of my favorites. Actually, Dogma's my favorite, but Mallrats is probably...
So yeah, like all
second for me.
All of them are just so good, but the reboot, dude. The reboot of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, the new one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so good. I loved it.
They had a big budget. They had a big budget.
What? No thoughts on the movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, you did. I thought you said you did.
No, I was going to, and then she said she bought it.
You liar!
I know. I wanted to watch it, and then she told me she bought it, and I was like, okay, I can't watch it now. Yeah, so fuck you. I looked at the cast list and seen all the people in it.
I will go and get my Xbox and bring it here.
Oh, she bought it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to watch it. I just haven't seen it. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I've heard
but some
things.
Do you know the premise of the movie?
Yeah.
But, like, the inner premise. Mm-hmm. It's literally the same movie.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, scene by scene. Like, yeah. They, like, the daughter goes out and yells, dirty sheep fucker, and, like, it's just the same movie, but with different characters. It's just a weird concept to think about, but it's such a different movie
at the
same time.
It was cool that his daughter's in it. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yoga Hosers was really funny. If you guys haven't seen Yoga Hosers, that shit was hilarious.
She is one of those kind of people that makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Cause, like, I saw pictures and shit with her when she was a kid, and then seeing her grown up, it's weird.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You can't be grown up now. Now I'm old. Yeah.
What do you think of Tommy's brother Andy being almost 13?
Yeah, that's a thought.
I just seen that existential dread in your eyes. You said, God damn, I'm old.
Yeah, that's a thought.
I have a gray ball hair now. Just thinking about it.
Alright, have you ever thought of train track questions? Where you pull the lever? Which rail you go to?
That sounds terrible.
Like, you get two choices. Like,
would you rathers?
Yeah, like, kind of like that. Yeah, I guess that would be a better way to...
Would you rather? Yeah, okay, I got one for you right now.
Okay, it's weird how quick you came up with it. So
I'm brilliant.
It might be brilliant. No, it's gonna be dumb, but I'm gonna let it pass.
Okay. Would you rather?
Are you thinking of it? Trying to think
no,
of it right
no,
now?
No, yes. No. I just don't know if I'm gonna say it. Okay, so would you rather have a mail order bride from Soviet Russia that may have a dick? But you're not sure. You just kind of roll the dice. You still get a wife no matter what, and she's from Russia. So she's probably going to be crazy hot, but she may have a dick. You don't know. Or, here's the other lever you're going to pull.
That was a long time before the orc.
Yeah, I just wanted to be descriptive enough so you really get the full feel of it. Or, every time you masturbate, you take 4 days off your life.
See, both don't affect me that much.
Okay, let's say... Okay, here. I'll change your evaluation. You're a daily cranker.
Okay, so...
Now you're a daily cranker.
Okay, now I... So, yeah, I have to change my lifestyle...
Yeah.
...to fit your...
Yeah, that's how it goes. Rather? That's how it goes. It's your would you rather.
Huh. All right,
let's
so...
Go. Come on,
I am now magically
a chronic cranker.
Masturbator.
Yes. Yes, you are.
So this question's validity
you're
is literally, now out the
window. You're literally busting hella nuts every day. All right. Every day. Like, you cut off work, you let your dog out, you already said, and then you put him back in the cage, you go crank out to some gay porn, do your thing, and then you're good. You clean your hands and make dinner every day. It's like a regular daily scheduled event.
Why does it seem like a loaded question of one option is she-male and the other option is gay porn?
It could be. It could be.
So roll the dice on that. Let's see. One, there's companionship. And, you know, depending on how much of a woman she looks like, I don't care. You be you. And if it gets you out of the country that you don't want to be in and get a green card here, I'm happy to help with that too. I'm not saying I am or would, but this is a hypothetical situation.
Absolutely. You're pulling the lever. You're going Russian mail order that probably has a dick.
Yeah, but also I don't masturbate much, so
No, but this is real, though. You do, though.
Okay, then I'll probably go with the Russian bride, because I hope she's redheaded.
You can't hope.
Like Tommy's mom.
I, Okay, I'm rolling a dice on a dick or no dick. I can hope for red hair, dude.
Well, she's your wife. You can make her dye it, I'm sure.
Yeah, weaves are expensive, though,
So you think she's black?
No, you can have weaves. All right, wig.
Thank you.
I watch a lot of 85 South.
Okay. All right, Kurt. You have a would you rather for this guy right here?
Man, all I can think about is, like, which animals... Okay. Would you rather take your chances with a pack of velociraptors and maybe get away? Or would you rather get trampled by a giraffe and take your chances going through the savannah while taking the risk of being killed by, like, 10 other animals?
Whoa.
Let's see. If we're going...
You start off trampled by the giraffe.
Then you still got to get out of there.
Yeah.
If we're going by that, let's see, then pack of hyenas, those are traveling packs. Lions will go too. And they're probably hippos, but I would have to go near water. And velociraptors are definitely going to be faster.
Quick and way faster than you. Yeah.
See, if you would have just went with the trampled by giraffe, I'd be like, well, that's a lot of weight. There's a lot of forward pressure. Hopefully I get hit by the back legs. But raptors...
Hopefully they don't crash my skull. Yeah.
Raptors, I'm going to, like, run by five trees, and then that's going to be
lights out.
I'm going to be blindsided.
And it's over.
There's no might get away. Like, if you put me...
On a motorcycle.
If you put me 10...
Put you on a motorcycle.
Yeah, if you put me 10 feet from an elevator, and then let them loose, maybe, because that's a might get away situation.
That's an adrenaline situation.
Yeah, because that's 10 seconds to an elevator, and then hit a button, hopefully doors close.
Oh, it'll be a slow close.
Yeah, so you're like, shit. If it was like that, then yeah. But if we're at, like, Jurassic Park, I'm out in the jungle, dude, I'm dead.
You're fucked. They know the terrain better than you anyways.
I have enough man meat to feed, like, six of those things.
Two of them, at least.
Yeah.
All right, you got one. Go.
Would you rather... Oh, man, I could get cruel with it, but I'm not.
Make it real. Because
that's too... Nah, that's too real. Because...
Keep it light.
This is safe, because that's not light.
This one's for Kurtania.
Oh, it's for Kurt?
Yeah, you don't know him very well, so keep it random.
Woo! What would I... Shit. Let's see. Well, from what I do know about you, and trying to put in context with what I've experienced... I'll try to, would you rather keep your life how it is and have all the experiences of, like, you know, how to deal with your mental issues and how to deal with, you know, people and everything like that, and grow, like, try to feel like you grow stronger from it, maybe learn different things that you didn't before, or would you just clean slate it and get rid of it entirely? And be quote-unquote normal.
No, I wouldn't change it. Because I like where I'm at. And I like the people that I'm with. And I feel like Tommy has made me into a better person in the past few months. And he's helped me a lot. And
whoa.
Especially, like, because before I met Tommy, I was really used a lot by people. And it was hard. Like, I've been suicidal in the past. And Alex, the person we used to be friends with, almost made me kill myself. Because I missed him so much, and then he came back into my life, and then through him I met Tommy, and now he's not here. So Tommy's, like, my main guy now, and I don't know, he helps me a lot, and he makes me want to do better, and I want to do better now, and I feel like I can learn to live with my mental illness instead of just struggling all the time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like after being in the psych ward, it really showed me that I'm not the only one that struggles, and it could be a whole lot worse. So every time I know that I'm really, really down, there's always a situation where I could be, like, 10 times worse, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, like, in the psych ward, I actually developed my Road to Dawn, which is what my tattoo is.
Mm-hmm.
Road to Dawn basically means you walk into the dawn of a new day, not necessarily dawn of a good day or dawn of a bad day, but dawn of a day that no matter what happens, you're going to get through it because you're strong enough to do it. And I try to live by that every day, and, yeah, I don't think I would change it, man. Even though it's been hard and I was bullied and sexually abused in the past, like, fuck you, man. Seriously. Fuck you. No.
The old circle game strikes again.
Release the hound. Like a serious moment, though.
You got me.
That was so rad. It's like, he was going somewhere, and Tommy's like, you know what would be really fucked up to do right now? Just derail this train of thought.
No. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, it's too late now. Well, because, like,
once... You both look. That's a double. That's a double, guys. So, like, part two, episode two, double tap. Like, how does that go?
Like, how's he supposed to go back to that? It's like, all right, now that we're done laughing, back to,
serious, deep stuff.
Like,
yeah.
No, you can't just do that. Yeah, but...
All right, Kurt, favorite N64 game, go.
Banjo-Tooie.
Tooie, the second one?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
I love that game. I never beat it, but I wanted
it's
to.
It's a long one. It's a long haul. Mm-hmm. Banjo-Kazooie was litty as fuck, too.
And if you didn't find enough notes, it was hard as shit getting the next
move. Oh, my God.
Because, like, dude, I would literally go to, like, every map.
And there was no internet. You couldn't look that shit up.
No.
You couldn't just be like, hey, Mom.
You know what we had? We had cheat books that were paper cheat books. You didn't have those. You
don't
have those
still
today,
got...
kids.
Grand Theft Auto cheats up in the old noggin.
Yeah.
R1, R2, L1, R2, yeah. Left, down, right up, bam!
Yeah. Or left, down, down, or left, down, left, to get the different weapon
moves. Left, down, down, left. Mm.
I remember all that.
Mm-hmm. And the jetpack, and the health, and the armor. I remember those things.
Did you ever play Turok on the 64?
Oh,
it was
dude.
Decent.
Turok
it was hard
shit.
As fuck.
Yeah.
It was a hard game.
Yeah, the first one was fucking crazy hard.
Yeah.
It took me forever to beat Long Hunter on the third map. Yeah.
If we're talking about 64 game, I have a funny 64 game story, and it's about Pokemon Snap and my 10-year journey.
Did you know that they just released new
version?
Yeah,
I heard about that.
I need it.
But for 10 years, I have not beat this game. And I beat it now, but for 10 years, I couldn't. I played it since I was a kid. I got every single one, every single, like, glyphs on the wall that, like, are weird things that make a picture. I think one of them was, like, a pincer light in the Thunder Cave.
Yeah.
And I got everything, but I was only missing one Pokemon. And everyone always says, did you get the Mew? And I go, yes, I got the Mewtwo. Like, I got the Mew and the Mewtwo glyph and all of it. I could not find it for the life of me.
And who was it?
For 10 years, I would periodically go back in this game and try to find who I'm missing. And there was one time I was talking with Penguin and talking to him about it for how long I haven't done this. The person that I didn't get was Muk. Because when you're in the cave in the beginning and you see the Grimers, you have to throw the rainbow ball that goes into purple smoke, and you have to hit him with it, and then it evolves.
Ah.
And it enraged me.
It was just so easy for him. He was like, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, I was like, 10 years, goddammit. That's what happens when you don't have internet. And you have to get paper books.
Kids, you guys are so blessed these days.
You get 10 years to beat a game.
You pull it up on your tablet or phone. Cheat codes for said game. That's fucking crazy. Like, so easy. Man.
And we're only 26.
We're old men at 26. okay.
So were we going to tell the UFO story?
Do you want to talk about the UFOs?
Or do you not want to?
I think we talked about it on the other cast.
Oh, all right. I thought we were going to tell the story about what happened.
UFOs, edibles, and something else was the title of that episode.
And this. Okay. You're getting better. You're getting better.
This is so blatant. You just put the circle right in my face.
Like,
and plus, that joke does not translate well at all. With an audio podcast.
They know that I'm busting the circle game on everyone, so... Just know that. Just know that. Okay. So, yeah, dude, we had a good trip one night. And we were both come down completely, and Kurt was about to leave. And even Des wasn't on anything. And she's seen it. It was a... Explain it, Kurt. What was it?
So, basically, you want me to start from the first time we saw it?
Yes.
Okay. So, we've had the same sighting twice now. The first time we saw it, I was leaving Tommy's place. We were both out in the front of the house. We saw this thing. It couldn't have been more than 100 yards.
It looked like it was above the water behind Dollar General. Like, mm-hmm. That was how far away it was.
And this thing was literally just levitating there. And it wasn't moving. And it was literally changing colors. Like, it was going from red to yellow to green to blue. And basically, what I saw was that there was one behind it that was following it. Because when I looked at the edited pictures that I made, there was two smaller orbs right next to it, or that were at least behind it. And when I actually left Tommy's to go on 191st, my JBL was fully charged. It died as soon as I got on that road. And I cannot explain that, because that's never happened to that JBL when it's fully charged. But we tripped about, how long later was it? Probably 2 or 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 or 3 weeks later. We were outside, and we saw the same thing. And Destiny was not tripping, and she saw it too. What we saw was exactly what we saw prior to that. And
this had to have been, like, we were standing in front of the house, and it was, like, probably up in the sky, like, maybe out above the fields back mm-hmm. there, maybe. Like, it was still pretty damn close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was projecting, like, these weird geometrical patterns off onto the clouds off of it. Kind of fucking weird, man.
I'm now thinking of an idea of drawing a cupcake with a tinfoil hat.
Oh my god, fuck you.
That'd be great, though. Just think of that. Instead of frosting, it has the aluminum foil.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, sir.
But the thing is, was when I left, there was two of them. Did you know that?
No.
I thought you said... Yeah, after I said there was two of them. I thought you responded. That must have been an auditory hallucination, because I was still coming down, honestly. I was still tripping when I was driving a little bit, so... it's fine, but, like, there was one right above Bobby's car over there, straight down the road.
What?
But there was one parallel to it on that side of the house.
What?
They were literally parsec to each other.
What?
Like... I told Bobby, like, dude, there's two right now. One there, one there. Both lights the exact same.
And he's seen it too, didn't he?
Bobby said he saw, but I don't know if he really acknowledged it at the time. But there was definitely two of them before I left.
Holy shit, man.
And on the last, I think you misunderstood what I said. I wasn't knocking aliens.
No, you did.
No.
So if you get abducted and butt-fucked and probed by an alien, don't call me.
I said
me.
Aliens
don't
exist.
Okay.
I just said that all the proof that we have could or could not be real. It does not affect my decision that aliens are real. I'm not saying they are or not real. I said they could. But I'm not even factoring those in my equation on whether I believe in aliens
okay,
or not.
Okay, so the question is, do you believe or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. I said that multiple times.
Well, you need to be clear around here, bud.
Holy shit, I was.
Oh, yeah.
It's expired.
Oh, damn it.
And it's
not the new. So, that's bullshit. Okay, I got one.
All right.
Alright, let's talk about that birthday party where we broke little Chris's nose.
Okay, and after that, I was actually, because you were talking about all the other stuff I brought in, you were talking about trying it. I'm not talking about trying it now,
what?
But I have a cool conversation piece, you'll see. But I forget which birthday it was. It was...
Last one I went and stayed the night at your house.
Yeah.
We were younger, it was probably... Early high school, maybe, or like our freshman year or some shit.
Yeah, it was sometime...
Yeah, it was our freshman year.
You know, sometime when we were in school and we were young, and I was having a birthday party, and it was Tommy, me, another person named Chris, a person named Justin, and I think someone else, but I can't remember.
That was it.
We were all outside, and we had a picnic bench in the back and a big dead tree, and I think one of the limbs fell off on the ground. And we decided that we were wanting drinks. Probably at the time it was Monster.
It was. You went into town to get Monsters.
And I left.
With your uncle.
Yeah, I left with my uncle into town, and I got the drinks and came back, and I noticed there were two less people among the people that were at my birthday party prior to me leaving. And I come up and I say, what happened? And Tommy very delicately put, Chris died. And I go, what? And there's blood all over the branch and the tree.
First time I meet this guy's mom, I walk him home across the field with his, her son's broken ass nose. He's just gushing blood like a vagina.
Yeah, and I go, what? And he goes, yeah, I think we broke Chris's nose. And what I understand what they did is you were on one side and Chris was on the other.
This was our idea to break this big petrified piece of wood. It was petrified, so it's like literally rock.
Yeah, it was a dead limb, and they were both going to go on each side, and instead of like leaning it on the picnic table and like stomping on it or
that.
Something.
Trust me, we all tried that. Okay. Even my fat ass.
Well, like one went on one side, one went on the other, and then they ran at a tree.
And we were going to throw it.
Yeah, they apparently both had different plans. One thought they were going to throw it. One thought they were going to duck under it or something. I don't know.
That's what he tried to do.
But when they ran, Tommy threw it. And then when Chris, like, went in, he tried to duck under it and end up getting hit and then did a complete backflip.
It was insane. So it was like one of those chain reaction videos. Like, I was running one side. He was running the other side. We run together. And I was like, one, two, three. I threw it. He threw it. And I backed up once I threw it. Like, I jumped back as I threw it. Because I know what the fuck I'm doing, you know. Yeah. I'm not a first-time rednecker. Well, this kid threw it and then ducked like he thought he was just going to be Spider-Man and know how it was exactly going to bounce back like he was fucking Einstein or something. And he ducked, came back up, and the stick bounced off the fucking tree like elastic and went back and smoked the kid in the face, and then he did a backflip from that.
But
busted his shit up.
Yeah, he ended up having to get surgery on it and fixing it. And
shout out to Chris.
Yeah, and the other person I left was Justin, and I think he said that his mom called him and that he had to go home because he was gonna get grounded or something. But I think he just left because some major happened, and he goes, shit, I'm out.
I'm next. Yeah. I'm next.
But what I was just thinking of with the other stuff that you were thinking about, or at least entertaining the idea of trying D&D with me.
At some point.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not a hardcore D&D player, but
I watched
know,
Stranger Things and I wanted to play D&D just like everyone else.
Yeah, and I know, you know, a lot about it, but I'm not in, like, you know, out there in campaigns and shit like that. But
you're in the clubs, dude.
Yeah, but I tried to make my own campaign and stuff like that. And, you know, D&D, of course, has a bad rap. You know, people, like, hear it and they go, no, because, you know, lame. Think nerdy and everything like that.
Fucking but, lame.
But I'll show you how exactly simple it is. I don't need anything right now. If you were any kind of race in a fantasy world, any race, any kind of movie or game that you've ever experienced, a race that you would be in a fantasy world, both of you. What race?
Like a dragon human.
A dragon?
Like I could turn into like a human sorcerer, but I'm also a dragon.
That is in D&D. Your mother could have had sex with a dragon, and now you're a half dragon.
Dragon warlock.
Yep, warlock is a class too. But, okay, so you're half dragon. If you were any race of anything, what would you be?
That's funny that Tommy said that, because I was actually going to say half dragon.
No.
No, dragon wait. Brothers! Dragon.
Or a Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, you could be...
Yeti, boy!
Yeah.
So yeah, you could be a an ogre or a variant.
No, that's not what he said.
Nope.
No, I say you could have a variant.
Does this motherfucker look like Shrek to you?
You can have anything.
Does he look like Shrek to you?
He could literally be a Sasquatch and just take the stats of an ogre. It'd be that simple. You can be literally anything. I know, there's no stats, but okay. You're both those things. Okay. If you were to have any weapon as a fantasy character to use in battle, what would it be?
I don't fucking know. What do you mean?
Any weapon.
Oh, well, the dragon already has fire and ice.
I know,
that's just
but...
And lightning, because he's a dope dragon.
Okay, so you're going to go for magic.
And, well, yeah, I'm a sorcerer. Duh. .com.
Okay, but what kind of magic? What's your specialty?
Probably...
Because there's lightning dragons, ice dragons, there's
I know.
Toxic...
Well, yeah, he's a trifecta dragon, don't you know? He's got all the shits.
Come on, you know
you.
He has
the fire, the ice, and the electric. He's like Spyro. I mean, I'm a warlock that can turn into a dragon. The fuck do you mean? It's not that difficult.
Okay, so you're a half-dragon warlock with three different type of element powers, but all are slightly weak because you don't have an expert in one of them.
Okay, well, I don't have an expert in electric, but I like to dabble.
Yeah, okay, you got two strong ones and one weak one.
Fire and ice, boy.
Yeah, and if you had any weapon, what would it be?
Like, any weapon.
Yeah, anyway, you can go nunchucks, hammers, lances, anything. Anything possible.
Can it have electric?
You can have an enchantment on a weapon.
Yeah, you can have an enchanted dildo if you wanted to smack me.
What about a chainsaw?
Chainsaw, you can have it as a severing weapon. It would be heavy.
Non-mechanical?
Yeah, you could.
Oh, it'd be cumbersome because of the weight.
Yeah, it would be a heavy weapon. Mm-hmm. It would be two-handed. You would need strength for it, and that works because you are a big motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That would work.
Yep, chainsaw.
Ooh.
Ash, Evil Dead, turn my hand into a chainsaw, probably.
Now,
that's Lady Titty Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other than, you know, like, getting to the, you know, stats and, like, what specific armor you want and shit like that, all you have to do is... why are you on your venture? Are you getting stronger for your spells? Do you want money? Do you want fame? Like, what is your motivation?
I'm just a dragon nigga trying to live my life.
Bounty hunter? No rules?
An outlaw.
Chaotic evil?
I'm an outlaw. I do what I want. It's my body.
Exactly. You're going for the money. You're going job to job.
Yeah, I'm getting that bread for me and my dragon baby kids.
Would you ever help someone if you're on the side of the road? Or would you steal from them or walk by them?
I'd probably help them out.
Help them out? Yeah. Okay, so I'd say you're probably chaotic neutral or chaotic good, one of the other two.
Yeah, man.
Basically, if you throw chaotic in there, means you just do what you want. You could be bad or evil and kind of things like that.
Dude, I'm literally Shadow the Hedgehog, okay? I don't give a fuck, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, and then what would be your motivation? Chainsaw wielding Yeti.
That's lit.
That is pretty cool.
We should draw that shit.
That would be cool.
I wish I could draw.
I'd be like probably a Robin Hood. Do things like
steal from the rich, give to the needy.
Pretty much.
But how did that happen?
What
turned you into that?
Oh,
like were you outcast as a tribe? Did your tribe get so poor that they just all died? But you, mm-hmm. like certain
you're
things
the solo
like
dolo Yeti Chainsaw Man.
I'm the solo dolo Yeti Chainsaw Man. I survived and I saw how corrupt the system was, and I wanted to.
This
help.
Guy's gonna change his Instagram to Chainsaw Yeti or some shit. Just warning you, he changes it like once a week.
I do. Yeah. I can't come up with a good name because it just. I want to change. I'm impulsive. I'm very impulsive.
He's a chainsaw Yeti, what can you say?
And just like that, you just created characters in D&D that we would run through simulations. You walk into a bar, you see someone giving you a shifty eye or something like that, you go and talk to them, you find someone to get a job, what's the job? You might get double-crossed, how much does it pay? Shit like that, it's just, you run with it.
Well,
you
yeah,
are that
but
character.
But I'm a warlock, so if I, here's the deal, if I'm gonna have a job, I take half of your soul and then I give it back when I do the job. Because if you fuck me, I get half your soul. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. And every little bit of soul makes me stronger. So how about that, motherfucker?
That's gonna be funny.
Now I'm real dad.
I'm currently opening a big ass metal case.
It looks like babe, what is that? Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Deal or no deal case.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Open the case.
I brought a mic and I didn't have a case for it, so I just brought my case of all my D&D supplies and shit. And
which is not drugs and dogs, ladies and
wait,
gentlemen.
Are we talking about Dungeons and Dragons right now?
Yes.
Oh my god. I've always wanted to play that.
Oh my god. I wrote a campaign.
Holy shit.
I need people. But
I always wanted to learn how to play that.
Oh dude, do you have 4 hours?
No, not right
I know,
now. But...
Me neither. But Tommy has just said he wants to barter with a
I'm not bartering
guy.
Shit.
Yeah, you said you'll take half his soul for some reason to do a job he's hiring you for.
Because I have trust issues. I'm a warlock dragon.
Okay.
I'm the last one. You think I could just jolly my jiggles with anyone?
Now,
I can't because it's just me.
Now when you
I'm fucking a la carte, man.
I know. Now when you're doing this, you're trying to talk the guy into it. So I'm handing him a 20-sided metal die.
Oh, that's cool.
And what this is, it's
like a probability.
Yeah, you roll it and then you add your charisma, but you don't have charisma. But we're just gonna say.
Whatever. I am the swag god. I'll fuck your bitch, dude.
Okay, I'll give you a +3 in charisma. That's fucking generous. Don't fucking.
Dude, he's a swag god.
You get max 5. So I'm giving you 3.
Girls want to sleep with dragons. Facts.
I know. There's actually a whole sub-race of that where you get your powers from sex. Cool? Every time you have sex, you carve a new spell into your body.
Whoa.
Yeah, Tommy. See if you can persuade him for some reason to give half his soul away.
That'd be 8.
That's trippy, though.
Tommy.
Oh, so she would be a witch. That turns into a velociraptor.
You can do that. It's a druid. You can shapeshift into any animal once you get to a higher level. You can be a chipmunk, you can be a bird, you can be a fucking dinosaur, mammoth, all that shit.
Lit. She's in.
All right, roll your d20 and see if you can... Oh my god. You got a 19.
Guess what? You're gonna give me half your soul. But I'm gonna do the best job. I'm literally the dude from fucking The Witcher, okay? I'm that guy. But I turn into a dragon. So a dragon's just gonna get there and get that job done. He ain't gonna give a fuck. He'll stomp through a farmhouse and just eat a motherfucker. If that's what I have to do, that's what I'll do.
You would be the best bard.
I would just do it because it's my job. Oh my god,
bard. Dude, your instrument you could fight with as a bard could be a drum set. You could fight with drums.
Odd, but no.
Then when it hits the double bass, that's when everything just goes intense.
Yeah, you're just sitting there machine gunning with basses.
I'm a complicated dragon warlock, okay? I have some hobbies, you know?
Yeah.
If all I do is go town to town like a motherfucking outlaw killing people and making dollars, that's what I do.
Yeah. Do you use music as a weapon in any class?
Not in any class, but bards can do different things. Like, of course, you can have a bard that plays a flute or a guitar and shit like that. But there's subclasses like a sword dancer, where you're still a bard and you can, like, say you can tap dance and give other people power-ups because they're watching you tap dance. But your weapons are still swords that you can still do shit. So there's a bunch of subclasses that you can do, but...
You can be Jackie Chan if you want to.
Yeah,
man.
You can literally say anything about your character... And then just put other stats into it. Like I said, you can be a Yeti, but as far as the game goes, we'll just take the stats from an ogre, and those are yours now. But you're still a Yeti. It's that
chainsaw-armed Yeti.
Yeah, it's super simple to work it out and everything. And I wrote a whole campaign for this and everything, and the people I was with, it just died off. They're rich kids, and yeah.
Well, that's fair, but nonetheless.
Yeah, so I mean, if you ever want to try it out, I'd be more than happy to not let that fucking, like, 40 hours go to waste.
Well, sounds like an Adderall dream.
Yeah, or even a couple episodes.
People will hate it.
Yeah, I would hate it.
They will hate it.
Or you could just wait for them to respond. If you want me to succeed on my dream of torturing Tommy into trying something that he will like but is refusing, tell him to try it.
I am a J character. I do like that nerdy shit, but I just gotta be feeling it to be into it. Like,
yeah,
I fuck with some nerdies, like, hard. Like, bro, I play Pokemon Soul Silver on the nightly. Like, that's a fact. All of our fans that listen to us are Poke nerds as well.
I just love that. It's like, I'm a nerd. I play Pokemon, and I'm waiting for, like, that no-lens glasses.
Oh, with the shutter shades?
Yeah, Sniper Wolf.
Oh, my God.
What's her name? With the big glasses, the black ones, and they're empty. She's hot.
Oh, I was talking about Jim.
Yeah. I was just making it funny about, like, hot girls. Like, I'm a nerd, and I play Pokemon.
Oh, fuck you, .com. Okay, well, this guy beats off the hentai, and he's gonna judge me for playing Pokemon.
Hey, I never said exclusively.
Well?
At least I'm man enough to accept it and admit it.
I mean, you like what you like, friend. So,
you're a vapist, huh? A vapist?
You're vaping on player 2.
Speaking of, where is mine? I think you put it in your face.
Yeah, he did. He put it in his butt.
So bad.
He put it in his butt.
That's horrible.
He boofed it, ladies and gentlemen.
What time are we at, brother man?
It's time for you to fuck yourself. I'm just kidding, friend. Well, I'm gonna have to cut that in half. Whoops. We're at an hour total, which is 2 30-minute episodes. You motherfucked me into talking about Dungeons and Dragons, getting all hyped out about some Dragon Warlock. Sorry, guys. If you guys like this, we may make a illustrated YouTube where we do shorts of us playing D&D and us trying to figure it out, maybe.
That'd be dope as hell.
That'd be fun. I'm looking for an illustrator, so hit us up. And we love you. Thank you for listening. If you do, if not, fuck you and tell your friends about us and have them listen to us. We love you. Have a great night.
Yep. Yeah.